Praise God. We're back for clip two. I want you in your Bibles, I want you to note some scriptures. We're going to be going through a couple of them, and I'm going to get into the story about why this jacket is hanging here and about mantles and receiving a mantle from God. Not man, but from God. And what's the difference between man's oil and God's oil? All right? I want you to mark these scriptures down. But the first scripture I want you to get is Isaiah, the 10th chapter and the 27th verse. And I'm going to read them and go through them, and then we're going to pick back up. But it's Isaiah 10 and 27. And Isaiah 10 and 27 says, "It shall come to pass," and I'm going to come back for this one. And I'm reading out of the New King James Version. There's a version out of the Amplified Bible that blows my socks off. But out of New King James, it says, "It shall come to pass in that day." Somebody say that day. Happens to be today. "In that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil." I like how Amplified Bible says it. It says, "And the yoke will be taken away or destroyed because of the fatness." The fatness. The fatness. The largeness. Ooh, Lord. Of the anointing oil. Somebody say, "I got a fat anointing." That means you can't hold me in a certain quadrant or sphere when I got a fat anointing, when I got a real anointing, when I got a Creole anointing, when my oil has come through the test of time, when I didn't just get it from somebody that felt I needed it, but when I earned it because I walked and I learned and I sat and I believed and I trusted. When everything went wrong, when all hell broke loose, I continued to trust God beyond what I felt that was being done to me, why I felt I should have been treated, how I felt. See, let me tell you something. The first thing you got to learn, when you are receiving a mantle, the first thing that's going to be crushed is you. Mantles are not laid on you. Mantles are not just, "Sha, there you go. You got it. It's not like that. It's crushed out of you. It's beaten out of you. It's broken out of you. That's how the mantle forms. Your mantle don't form because you speak in tongues. Oh, yeah, da 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 da. It don't happen like that. It don't happen. Child, you just don't know it. But I was in a pulpit one day, my God. And I took the glass of water, pastor's glass, and I put it in another cup. And it fell in me. The devil is a liar. You ain't received nothing but a drip or drop on your shoelace. Listen, honey. The anointing don't come from anybody. God uses that person to transport something that's similar to their anointing and to their mantle onto you. But when it hits you, it doubles. That's why it seems like you're going through more hell than they are, or you carrying more than they are at times, or you feel like I'm being treated worse than they is. Like they just be pushing me around. Oh my God, my spiritual parents, or my pastor, or my mother, or my father, or my grandmother, whoever God has for you to receive your mantle from, God has to make sure that that person pushes you, makes you upset, because that's the only way you're going to get it. You're not going to get no real mantle from God comfortable, because God's got to make sure that there's no realm of the flesh or familiarity when you receive that mantle, because you're coming to do double of what they've done. So you got to stand against double the lies, double the betrayal, double the mess, double the hell, double everything that they've gone through. So in fact, you're being made mightier than your leader. You're being made mightier than your spiritual parent or than your mentor. You're not there yet, but you're going to be. You're not there yet, but you're going to be. One of my favorite quotes is, Elijah called Elisha, but Elisha was not in the prophetic, but the prophetic was in him. In order to get the prophetic out of him, the shell of who Elisha thought he was had to be cracked so that the oil could flow. Every seed has an eye, but out of that eye comes the sapling of that seed. But the shell, see, listen here, the shell of that seed has to crack and break. And it cracks because of the dirt. I'm preaching here something now. See, when a seed is planted in the dirt, the shell of that seed cracks because the dirt realizes that something foreign is in it. Anytime you put something in dirt, the dirt is attracted to that thing. to the point that it squeezes it so hard until it breaks. And when it breaks, that means the shell. So let me tell you something. If you feel like you're breaking, you are in the right place in God. Because if that's the only way you get the anointing. That's the only way you get the growth. That's the only way you get the roots. That's the only way you get the foundation. That's the only way you get the stability in the gospel. It comes through the breaking of day. It comes through the breaking of your will. It comes through the breaking of your shell. Hallelujah. Now I want you to go with me. We're talking about measure of rule. I'm going to mention this real quick. Write down. I want you to write down 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse. Yes, Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Yes, God. And verse 12. Yes, God. 2 Corinthians 10 and 12. I want you to write that down. Now go with me. I want you to come with me. Hallelujah. To Exodus. Come with me to Exodus. Exodus chapter 30. Starting at the 23rd verse. Actually, let's start at chapter 20. Excuse me, verse 22. It says, moreover, these are ingredients. Listen to you. In the Old Testament, the oil of the anointing had ingredients. It wasn't just Pompeian oil. It wasn't just olive oil in there. There were different ingredients that made the oil work, that made it what it was. And just as those ingredients were in that anointing oil, make sure you got to have those same ingredients. We're going to go through them in your anointing. So you make sure that you have it. Okay? That's Exodus 30 and 22. It says, moreover, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, also take for yourself quality spices. Quality spices. Not any old thing. They ain't pour Zatarans down up in there. They didn't pour Old Bay seasoning. It wasn't salt and pepper in this oil. It wasn't a whole bunch of cinnamon. I've seen so many people make oil and that cinnamon just be burning folk forehead off. There were certain measurements. And without a certain measurement, you mess the oil up. Ooh, Jesus. I gotta hit that. All right. Moreover, the Lord spoke to me, saying, also take for yourself quality spices. 500 shekels of liquid myrrh, half as much sweet-smelling cinnamon, 250 shekels, 250 shekels of sweet-smelling cane, 500 shekels of cassia, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, and a hin of olive oil. And you shall make from these a holy anointing oil. Got anointing oils in the church. Got anointing is in the church. But are they holy? See, the difference between an anointing and a holy anointing is the one came from God and one didn't, Lord Jesus, because you can get an anointing off of the flesh. You can get an anointing in the natural. It's not real, but it is tangible. You can feel it, make it shout, but it has no power outside of church. It's an anointing oil, but it's not a holy anointing oil. An ointment compounded or compartmentalized according to the art of the perfumer. Father, help us. There's an art to the anointing. You just don't get up and God said, oh Lord, Jesus, I thank you, Jesus. No, it's not just snatching a hoop from somebody. And God said, oh God said, give me some water. No, it's an art to this thing. Because you can tune, sing, no power. None. The power's in your suffering. That's another class. Woo! I hear you, Holy Ghost. We're going to have to do a class called The Theology of Suffering. Because some of y'all don't know what it is to suffer. Let me tell you something. I was ordained and licensed. But I didn't go through nothing until I got ordained and licensed. And I thought I went through some stuff. I hadn't seen midnight yet. I hadn't seen what a death walk looked like yet. I didn't know what it meant for them to close the casket and bury you alive. That's what God does. That's what he wants to do to your flesh. He wants to bury it alive. You're not going to die no cute death. Holy Ghost. It shall be a holy anointing oil. Ooh, why does it have to be why does it have to be a holy anointing oil? Why does my anointing have to be holy? Why does my mantle have to come from God? Because he said, with it you shall anoint the tabernacle of meeting and the ark of the testimony. That anointing just doesn't cover your temple of the Holy Ghost, your body, your shell. But that anointing not just shrouds the body or the temple or the tabernacle, but that anointing is going inside in your heart, which represents the Ark of the Covenant, where your testimony is. Your anointing works with a testimony. That's why the enemy is coming after every testimony of the saints, to make us look like we're not who we are. Because you said we overcame him. We're going to go to the next clip. But we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. Okay, the blood of Jesus applied to your life. But the blood does not just work in and of itself alone. You can only get so many things just by the blood of Jesus. Oh, just the blood cover. Oh, the blood cover. Oh, the blood cover. There's blood covering some sinners until the grace of God gets them into the body. But there is something that when you keep your testimony and your witness, it's just like having somebody with you to say, as your backup, to say, no, I was there. I knew what happened. Anytime the devil comes to you, that's what your testimony does. It steps up as your faithful witness and it says, no, back up, devil, because you remember back in 1999, they went through this. Back in 2004, December 12th, this is what happened. They got delivered for real. Come on, back in 2007, they walked with God. Stop playing with me. I am the witness. The Holy Ghost is your witness. The Holy Ghost is the anointing. The Holy Ghost is your mantle. Clip three. It's time for clip three. I feel something in here. I feel something in your home. I feel something. I feel something. Do it, God. I loose it. I loose a mighty anointing on your people right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Oh, God. Come on back for clip three. Come on back. Come on back. There's more in store. Hallelujah.